Jeff Blindwood, joined here today by Anna Stangle of IKM Manning. She is going to be heading, of course, to Morningside to continue her basketball and education. Anna, appreciate you joining us here. Congratulations on getting that decision out of the way.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. How long of a process was this for you recruiting? When did you kind of start hearing about schools, and when did you get really serious about looking into the schools that were reaching out to you?
I kind of knew I wanted to play since sophomore year, I would say. I really wanted to continue playing basketball, but I would say I was not very quick in looking into schools, even though I probably should have been a little more quicker, but it worked out the way it went. So just kind of the way it went, it was good. And I knew I wanted to go into Ag, so that knocked off a lot of schools for me, and especially with them being smaller. So you had a couple schools there to choose from, so I visited, and Morningside was the one.
Sounds like the education part was as crucial to you as the, you know, the basketball part of this.
Yeah, I would say my mom and my parents really told me, like, go for your education. Pick your education, and then if basketball fits, basketball fits. So I think that it just all worked out really well for me.
Let's start with the ag part then. You want to go into ag. What is it about that major and that degree that kind of interests you?
I feel like growing up in it makes you have a really different perspective on it. Like, I've always been out on the farm. I've always loved helping my dad at the farm and stuff. So, I mean, that just is like, there's so many opportunities in ag. Like, I can get an ag business degree and go work at a bank. Like, I just, like, it works out so well that, I mean, you can do anything with anything you get. So I think that just the diversity of it is just, I mean, I can come back to Manning and find a job and help on the farm.
You mentioned going to work at a bank. Is that part of the future for you, or do you not know yet what you want that part of the ag, you know, career to be?
I mean, I would see, like, in 4 years, see where Manning's at, see, like, if any job openings. I think I can try out a lot of different things before I really decide, but I think internships will help a lot during college to figure out exactly what I want to do.
And it sounds like you do want to come back to the home area, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the recruiting process. Did coaches start reaching out to you last year as a junior, or when did you really start to hear from college basketball coaches?
I mean, I started, like, I never really was too, like, involved with, like, the coaching. Like, I never reached out to coaches that much. I mean, I just played club ball, and I was like, I mean, I'll go look and see if these coaches are interested, and I think that's what I did. I went and visited, and I was like, I'm going to talk to the basketball coach, and then they looked me up, and they, like, you find on Huddle, like, all volleyball and basketball, all those stuff, and they're like, oh, you play volleyball, and I'm like, yeah. So, I mean, they see a lot of young or athletes come out of small schools, and they play, you play a lot. So they watch a little bit of tape. Coach came to a game, and they just said you'd fit in great. I think that's how it really went down.
So you kind of talk about that. They notice you play other sports. You think that helped you in getting recruited from them, and their excitement about you is once they notice that, you know, you play everything all year round?
I think it helped them a lot because they see how much, like, if I just focused on one sport, how much better, like, I could get, even though it's just basically I do basketball and everything else right now, but how much more time I would have just for basketball. I think they would see a lot of that more improvement, and they would be like, oh, she's not going to feel so overwhelmed when she gets to college of how much we do because she does stuff all year round.
So you mentioned that you kind of reached out to some coaches. I know you went to Morningside. That was, you know, your favorite place, and you enjoyed it. So which colleges, which coaches did you reach out to and be on, besides Morningside, did you go see anybody?
I went and saw Dort and Central, and then I was thinking about going to look at Simpson, but I knew at that point I wanted to go to Ag, so I'm like, I don't think I'll go there because they don't have Ag, which is kind of surprising, all these small schools that don't have Ag. It blows my mind how few schools, small schools that have Ag. It's kind of surprising to me since we live in Iowa. But that was pretty much it. I think I looked at Buena Vista, but I didn't go visit there. I probably could have, but at that point, I knew Morningside was the one.
So what was it about Morningside that really jumped off the board to you?
I mean, it's not a terrible drive for me, an hour and a half, so about, like, Des Moines and everything else. And then my mom has some family up there. So I originally was looking at Briar Cliff because a lot of my family has gone there, but they don't have egg. So I looked at Morningside, and my grandma went there, and then my mom's cousins live up there, my grandpa's brother. So I just feel like I can go up there, and if I need something, they're there. So I think that helped me a lot with my decision. Like, I won't be alone up there. I have relations up there, and I think that helped with my decision a lot.
You said you liked the campus as well. What jumped out to you about your visit with the campus?
I mean, it was so, like, it wasn't big, but it wasn't, like, too small either. Like, everything was really easy to get to. Like, all my classes will be in basically one building. So, easy walk. And then the dorm I want to stay in is right next to the gym. So, I mean, it's all just right there, and it's so nice.
What were the early conversations with the coaches at Morningside like?
They told me they would really love to have me, and then they just told me they'd give me time, and I feel like once I went to a game and I watched how they played and how fast it was and how that's how I love to play in AU and club ball, so I think that just was the clicker for me. Like, they want to run, they want to go fast, and I haven't been able to do that a lot in my high school career. It's just mainly me throwing it ahead and not me running, but I feel like in AU, I loved running and getting ahead of girls, and that's just their play style, and I think I'll fit in.
So what were those early conversations with the coaches like about how you fit in and where they see you helping their program?
They knew they needed a new point guard after this year, so they were looking for point guards, ball handlers, and they see that on tapes. Like, I get face guarded, and then with that, I handle the pressure. I don't panic. I'm patient, and I think that was a lot of it.
So do you feel like with those conversations you'll have a chance to see the floor next year as a freshman?
I would say so. It's one of my goals to see the floor as a freshman. That would be a huge thing for me, and I think the more work I put in this summer, I think I'll be able to see the floor as a freshman. So.
You said you got a chance to go up and go to a game. Do you know or have you met most of the players that you'll be playing with next year?
I went up to a game, and Morningside has their signing day April 26th, so I'll go up there and meet a lot of the girls then, which I think will help a lot. I'll pick a roommate. I'll room with one of them, and I think just the friends aspect, that it's going to help a lot, meeting new people.
Have you reached out to any of the girls yet that are also going to be signing?
I have not yet, so I think I will eventually have to do that.
So for you, what's this process going to be like as far as, you know, getting there this summer? Because you do play softball. So how are you going to work in, you know, getting some basketball work for Morningside and also probably playing softball as well?
I would say a lot of it would be, like, doing stuff in the morning. Like, I think a big, huge part of my development was going over to On the Ball Academy in Dow City. And I think with Nick, I've known Nick since I was in, like, fourth grade. So he's seen every single step of the way for me, and I think continuing to go over there and do workouts, and just really they'll send me workouts to do even though I can't make it up there for like all their playing games, but I'll try to meet some of their player, just getting up and down the court with all the players, try to make some of those.
What do you think the biggest areas are that you want to work on before next season?
I would definitely say a big thing is moving back because the three-point line moves back, even though it's a step, just a step. I mean, just consistently shooting from there, and then just working on options, driving to the basket, pulling up, making everything like that smooth, a little more smoother in my game.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun watching you up there. When did you make this decision to go to Morningside, and was it difficult to reach out to some of the other coaches that you'd been talking to kind of tell them that you weren't coming to their place?
I knew it was Morningside, so I think I kind of all focused in on them. And when I went up there for the game, I kind of told them, I was like, I want to come here. Like, this is where I want to go. And they're very excited for me, and I think that was a big hit for me. Like, going up there and telling them was huge for me.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations on getting that decision done. Did it, you know, take some weight off of your shoulders? Were you able to kind of relax once you had made that decision?
Yeah, it feels great. Like, you just finally know where you're going, and then you just start doing all, like, the paperwork and stuff, and it feels a lot better knowing that I'm going to play next year and I have a place to go learn next year, and I think that's a huge thing.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations again. Appreciate you joining us here today. We wish you the best of luck up at Morningside. I know you're going to have a great career up there, so we'll look forward to seeing you again here soon, but appreciate all the time here today.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Anna Stangle again with the IK Man and Girls basketball team again. She's headed to Morningside to continue her basketball career as well as her education.